Hi, so what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful The Arsenio Buck Perspective Podcast. Man, I know that there are a lot of people out there who always have a tendency of saying, you know what, why is this happening to me? I think the first time I heard this phrase was Les Brown, a motivational video from 2015. And this is when motivational videos became popular. See, I didn't really know much about personal development, although I knew about The Secret from 2007 upwards to, of course, 2014. And it really guided me in getting away from my family in 2013. But I never really understood the essence until I looked up each and every one of those characters in the movie in 2015. And then lo and behold, Les Brown ended up coming into my life. And I remember on this motivational video, a lot of people are always saying, oh my God, why is this happening to me? You know, some people basically, they cannot understand in regards to what has happened over the past couple of years, right? The past couple of years has been absolute chaos. Okay, disruption, uncertainty, crisis. You know, a lot of businesses had fallen. A lot of popular food eateries in Sukhumvit had fallen prey to, obviously, the government and the landlords not really giving a damn about, you know, SMEs and stuff. And you always have to say, oh, my God, why is this happening? Why is this happening? Why is this happening? And it's very easy, to be honest with you, to take things personally. To take things personal, okay? To feel like we're going through this chaos in the world all by ourselves, as if we're the only ones. But remember, the oneness of humanity is always there. Regardless of religion, regardless of creed, color, we're always engaged in these bouts of uncertainty, the chaos, the struggle with our own thoughts, emotions, the purpose, you know? And what we have to do is, we have to be compassionate about that struggle. You know, the great leaders of our time, parents, friends, we have to be compassionate with one another, you know, and don't allow the struggle that we face apparently all by ourselves separate us from the humanity. You know, maybe it's a bad medical condition. And I've seen that. Obviously, these are always, you know, the driving force probably in 10% of the movies that you actually see someone being diagnosed with cancer, right? Maybe a threat to our finances. Maybe your teenager, okay, a teenager hates you. Maybe you're a parent and your kids hate you. Maybe you're having a challenge in your business or in your career. Maybe it's shame. Maybe it's frustration. Maybe it's regret, embarrassment, anger, hurt, heartbreak. These are all elements of the human condition. And we face it in different ways. Right? And the intensities of it and times of our life. So when you say, why am I going through this? You need to understand, hey, you're not going through this. You're not the only one going through this alone. You're not. And if you look at it, like a lot of people who, let's say, are depressed, a lot of people end up having a tendency of believing, oh my God, I'm the only depressed person on this planet. Or they end up saying, okay, well, I'm going to go join a group of other depressed people and be depressed with them. Rather than saying, okay, well, this person who lives next door to me, they're not depressed. What are they doing differently? You know, what are they doing differently? You are caged. See, when you start asking those types of questions, that's when the greater sense of self-awareness comes along. A second thing that maybe you're going through this to prepare you. Maybe you're going through this thing, this bout of depression, this racism, this genderism, colorism, classism, social, whatever you want to call it, to prepare you. See, I didn't understand at the age of 24 when I first moved here to Thailand. I started seeing parents giving me dirty looks. People would not cook my food, although I asked them, okay, I want this. And then they just sit down. And they just laugh at me in a corner until I storm off and leave. And then they win over me. This is the bullshit that I have to go through or that I had to go through in 2013, 14, and 15. And people had their thumb over me. It taught me not patience, but it taught me to speak the fuck up for myself. If I see something that is going wrong, I need to speak up for myself, you know? And that's probably one of the biggest things, because next thing you know, 2017 rolls around again. You know, there was still bouts in areas where I just didn't really speak up. I remember being at a bar with an ex-friend of mine in Arizona. And one of the bar managers was speaking so poorly to the bartender, nobody was doing anything, including myself. And me, I should have said, you know, I should have grabbed him and I should have said, hey, hurry up and make me a drink right now. You know, he's like, oh, he probably would have pointed at her. I said, no. I want you to make me a drink right now. Now you understand the pressures of being a bartender, but you lack empathy. I probably would have got kicked out. But see, those little things, speaking up, it's not about egoism. It's about doing the right thing. See, all these things that happened to me in Thailand, in terms of building up the courageousness that I have, is what prepared me to serve at the next level. You know, maybe it's you being a better parent, and maybe you're learning about empathy. You know, maybe what you're going through right now is other people's pain. You know, and it's about you taking that next big bold step and rising to that next level of challenge. You know, ask, or to keep going, to have faith, to dig down, to dig deep, to trust, to try again and again. Does it feel fair? Does it feel right? You know, it doesn't feel like you'll make it through, but you're being prepared through all these situations. It's the lessons, right? It's setting us up for the next level of service. And I can tell you right now, it's not always pretty. Looking back on all those situations, and still in 2016, that guy's saying, to be honest with you, it's very hard to market a Black guy. Can you imagine how demoralizing that is? To, again, herald a specific other group of people over quote-unquote Black people, never worked for that clown again. Got the hell out of that job, and I saw an entirely different world. A world where I was able to stick up for myself and say, whoa, I'm sorry. You want me to teach this, but you were doing this? Absolutely not. I have morals. I have values. There were so many times I shot myself in the foot, even including this year, to do what was right, to be able to speak up, to say, no, I'm not waiting out here an additional 45 minutes. You have failed. And that destroyed the relationship. And I never worked at that company again. Best thing that ever happened to me. I had to speak up and do what was right, and not for the money. It was one of the greatest feelings in the world. That had to be one of the biggest things that ever happened to me in my career. Knowing that the amount that I was getting paid per hour, it was going to go away. But I had to speak up and do what was right. And I wasn't going to do for the money. That's one of the biggest things that I'm probably going to end up speaking about in my podcast towards the end of the year, especially. So again, hey, maybe you had some ugliness this week. And you ask yourself, man, why did I have to do that this week? Oh my God, what's going on? Maybe it was a tough week for your family. Maybe it was a phenomenal week though. Good things always prepare you for better things. See, all our life's journey is leading us somewhere, right? It's leading you somewhere. It's leading you to this moment right here, right now, to make the next choice of integrity. Everything you've been through, the next moments of choice, how you think, how you feel, how you communicate, what to go after, and how to treat other people, how you even set boundaries, how you take care of yourself. Have you garnered the self-awareness today and learnings along the way throughout over the last 10 years? You know what? Here we go. Give me your five biggest lessons, or you could journal about it today. Five biggest lessons you've learned about yourself over the last 2 years. Boy, I remember I had probably 60 to no more than 100 USD in the beginning of July of 2020. I think that level of perseverance and being able to always say, okay, trust the process. That was a golden moment for me. And I would have to say there are so many other things that prepared me in different ways that, lessons. Another one had to be about, you know, my circle of friends that I had around at that time. I had a very toxic relationship with a girl who was just unrelenting jealous of something that I was just like, huh? Why are you, excuse me? And because this was so prevalent, especially with her, I felt like I was clogging so much good from coming into my life. I really was. I was stopping so much good from coming into my life. Other lessons, obviously, being in a very good relationship now, especially going through the transformation program and all these other things. Lessons upon lessons upon lessons. I can tell you right now, by writing these down, it's going to give you a greater self-awareness. And that's going to enable you to have greater access and insights into you making better decisions tomorrow. See, some people, man, just like the Gary Vee hustle culture of 2017, 2018, some people just crank through their day, their week, their month, their year. Tom Bilyeu, again, this is a very nasty representation of, you know, what people say. Oh, you know, you got to be willing to work your ass off, work your ass off, work your ass off, work your ass off. That doesn't make any sense. I know people who work at Walmart who work their ass off. Working there, it has nothing to do with that hustle culture bullshit. I don't give a fuck how much money this guy has. That is just a very nasty way of approaching life, because guess what? You're not capturing the lessons learned and you're not living a life with intention. See, if everything goes by so fast and if you aren't present, you're forgetting about everything. I still remember that ridiculous ass quote that Gary Vee had back in 2018. This is probably when I started getting away from him. I don't know when I stopped listening to him, but 2019, I really just didn't listen to him much. But in 2018, he was like, close your eyes for the next 10 years. Or shut your eyes until you're 29. And he was speaking to all 19-year-olds. And I'm like, fuck me, this is horrible advice. To not feel, to not be present, to not live it with intention, and to just work your ass off? Oh my God, these are the things that the whole hustle culture, that's how it ended up just falling to its demise, especially by the time 2020 worked around, because you could work your ass off in 2020. But the thing is, COVID just destroyed a lot of these Mickey Mouse entrepreneurs on YouTube. Right. And then you see who ended up coming out on the, the other side, and the driving forces of Trent Shelton in 2020, the driving forces of the S2S podcast leading into early, to about mid last year. And then, you know, I just really haven't listened to him much because there's really not much actionable. I need things that are more actionable. So that's why, you know, being very intentful with what I am learning and what I am studying and what's going to help me. See, those are the things. That's exactly what I'm talking about in terms of capturing the lessons and looking at how I could go from here to here. So people, again, why is this happening to me? I'm going to be in your face. It happens to everybody. But by doing these things, you'll be able to establish a greater sense of awareness. I'm your host, as always, over and out.